Ever tried like ordering a pizza to a treehouse?
Logistically, it gets a little tricky, right?
Mm-mm.
That's kind of what we're dealing with the whole Goblins app situation and this Country Blocker thing.
Right.
You're stoked to dive into this new app, but the rules of the game, they haven't quite caught up yet. And the thing is, this isn't just about, one app.
Yeah.
This is like a sneak peek into how the entire financial world is trying to wrap its head around cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
So if you're ready to like go beyond the headlines and really understand what's going on, you're in the right spot.
Absolutely.
We're going to break down why you're blocked and, more importantly, what you can actually do about it.
It's fascinating, this whole Goblins app thing. It really highlights this global struggle that's going on right now. Governments are like grappling with how to handle this brand new, totally decentralized system,
Right.
right? And it's not easy. They're trying to balance, fostering innovation, letting these new technologies thrive, but also with the need to keep things stable, keep things safe.
Right. It's like nobody wants to, throw a wrench in the gears of something new and exciting. But at the same time,
Right.
there are some valid concerns here to address. The Goblins article, brought up financial stability, consumer protection, and illegal activities
Right.
as like three of the big ones.
Yeah, the big three.
Yeah. So let's unpack those. Let's start with financial stability. What's the core issue there for governments?
Think of it this way. Governments are accustomed to having a certain degree of control over their economies, right? They use tools like monetary policy to influence inflation, interest rates, the whole nine yards.
Right.
Crypto, because it's decentralized, it throws a wrench in that system.
Right.
It operates outside of that traditional financial infrastructure, and that unpredictability, that lack of control, makes some governments, understandably, a little nervous.
So it's not so much about like crypto being inherently unstable in and of itself.
Sorry.
It's more that it operates outside of their like familiar systems.
Exactly. It's the uncertainty that's unsettling, right?
Yeah.
Now, layer on top of that the whole issue of consumer protection. Remember all those stories about, people losing their savings to those crypto scams?
Oh, yeah.
Governments are acutely aware of those risks, and they want to put safeguards in place to, prevent people from being misled or taken advantage of, especially as crypto becomes more and more mainstream.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's like the Wild West out there, and they're trying
Yeah.
to establish some law and order, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Which kind of leads right into that next big worry, the illegal activities. Where does that fit into all of this?
Well, anytime you have a new form of currency, especially one that allows for, let's say, a degree of anonymity, there are going to be those who try to exploit that for illicit purposes, right?
Right.
Things like money laundering, tax evasion, you name it. So naturally, governments are trying to get ahead of the curve and prevent these activities from, really taking root.
Yeah, it's a lot to juggle, for sure. And the Goblins article mentioned how quickly these crypto laws are changing. And, for somebody who just wants to like use an app, that's got to feel overwhelming.
Oh, absolutely.
So what's your advice for someone who's like trying to navigate this constantly shifting landscape?
It's true. It can feel like you're trying to hit a moving target sometimes. The key here is to stay informed. And I don't mean just, reading an article every now and then when you remember. This is about actively engaging with the information. Follow crypto news outlets, set up Google alerts for keywords like crypto regulation in your country, join online communities where these issues are being discussed.
Yes. Become a crypto explorer,
Exactly.
Instead of waiting for like the news to come to you, go out there and discover it for yourself. You never know what other exciting developments you might stumble upon.
Absolutely. And while you're exploring, keep in mind that this isn't just about getting past one country blocker on one app. This is about engaging with a fundamental shift in how we think about and interact with finance. Your experience, even your frustrations with this Goblins app, they're all part of this larger story that's unfolding.
That's a really powerful way to put it. So as we, kind of start to wrap up here, it really makes you wonder if governments are already this concerned about stability with, people just kind of dipping their toes into crypto,
Right.
what happens as more people, really dive into this decentralized world?
Yeah.
It's something to think about. And hey, if you found any clever ways to navigate that Goblins app block, we want to hear about it. Share your tips, share your tricks on our socials. Until next time. Happy diving, everybody.
See you next time.